Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
songwriting.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello, and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and I'm here every Monday night with a different mix of music around a different theme every week. And last week's theme was very fun. It was questions. That's the second one of those I've done. The first one was back about 100 episodes ago, and that one... You know, there's so many songs that end with question marks, so I felt like doing another one. And the one last week was also to celebrate the conclusion, the temporary retirement, maybe permanent, who knows, of Music Trivia Night that I've been hosting for the last 5 years. And so me and Ruth, my co-host from that very trivia night, got together and did a whole episode about questions, and we talked about trivia, and it was a lot of fun. So if you missed that one, please check it out. It's in the archive at everybodyplaysthefool.com. And this week is a completely different topic. This week, it's songs about songwriting. I've been thinking about this one for a while, and it's tough because I'm not going to include my favorite songwriters necessarily. There's one or two that might make it on the list, but this is specifically songs about writing songs, so it's a very meta topic. And there's tons of those out there, and this is another one that I could probably go back to the well again later on if I wanted to. So if I don't play your favorite song about songwriting tonight, please let me know, Shane at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, maybe it'll get included in the next one. But anyway, I wanted to do this one this week because this weekend, when this is released in the archive, it will be the birthday of the late, great Savannah, Georgia's own Johnny Mercer, who was one of the great songwriters of all time and also one of the founders of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, which I'll talk about a little bit later. So I thought there's so many great Johnny Mercer songs that have been covered by every, you know, great singer out there, and so it's tough to pick one. So I thought I would start off the show tonight with a Johnny Mercer song sung by the songwriter himself. So here's Johnny Mercer with his own version of his classic song, One for My Baby and One More for the Road. And then after that, you'll hear a whole bunch of songs about writing songs all throughout the show. So let's kick things off with Johnny Mercer here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 119. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad. I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but that's not in a gentleman's code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply got to listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the beer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. Don't let it be said that little Freddy can't carry his load. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road, that long, long road, that long.
Simple words and harmony. Wasn't very long before a star I was bound to be. I didn't care if it made the charts. I only wrote it for you and me. They think they're so smart. They're not as smart as they want to be. They took my simple song, yes they did. They changed the words and the melody. Made it all sound wrong, yeah. Now it sounds like a symphony. Enough. Whoa.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 119. Tonight's theme is songs about songwriting. That set started off with Johnny Mercer, whose birthday it is this weekend, and his version of One for My Baby and One More for the Road. That one would have been more appropriate in one of my alcohol-themed shows, but I wanted to include Johnny Mercer because it's his birthday coming up, and he's one of the founders of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and he's also a very legendary songwriter. So that was the first one, and then we got into our songs about songwriting. We started out, by the way, I'm going to say the word song way too many times tonight, so just brace yourself for that. We heard Billy Preston with I Wrote a Simple Song. That was produced by Quincy Jones, and it appeared on a previous episode of this show for that reason. And that's also George Harrison on slide guitar on that, I believe. Then we heard another song that I have played on this show before. I usually try to avoid that, but these two, I really wanted to include both of them. We heard Strange Overtones by David Byrne and Brian Eno. That one appeared on the David Byrne episode from a little while ago. You can check that one out in the archives as well. And then we heard a song released this year, finally, some brand new music. That was Speedy Ortiz with You Hate the Title. So we got some songs about the writing process, about what is done with the song afterwards, and also other people's perceptions of the song after the fact. In the background, we have one of the most famous songs about songwriting, or a version of it. Which, whenever I did, in trivia, I did this round where I would name a bunch of songs, you would say who wrote them all. It's one person wrote these four songs or whatever. And, whenever I did that round, I made sure to point out that, Barry Manilow did not write I Write the Songs. I love that. That's one of my favorite pieces of music trivia. The writer was Beach Boy Bruce Johnston. There you go. What else do I want to talk about here tonight? Gonna talk about the Songwriters Hall of Fame in just a little bit. Maybe save that one for the next break. But this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and thank you so much for listening. We are a community radio station. This place stays alive because we have hosts that care and listeners that care, keeping this place going. So please have a look at our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org. You can find out about all of the great shows that are going on here every day, all day. And if you like what you hear, chip in a couple of bucks. We would really appreciate it. That's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. And if you want to know what's going on with the station, what's going on in the community, what our hosts are up to, you can sign up for our newsletter at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. As I'm going out live here on this Monday night, we do have an event going on right now at the Pine Box Rock Shop. I'm going to be headed over there myself right after the show ends. So we have stuff going on all the time, live events, concerts, all kinds of things. So get on that newsletter. This next song that I'm going to play also has the word song in the title. But it is one of my absolute favorite songwriters, one of the greatest of all time. And this is someone who has written several songs about writing songs. This one's by Willie Nelson, and it's called Write Your Own Songs. And it is kicking off this next set of songs about songwriting here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Zero respect for the law, but we're only songwriters, just writing our songs, and that's all. We write what we live, and we live what we write. Is that wrong? If you think it is, Mr. Music Executive, why don't you write your own song? And don't listen to mine. They might run you crazy. They might make you dwell on your feelings a moment too long. We're making you rich, and you were already lazy. So just lay on your ass and get richer, or write your own song. Mr. Purified Country, don't you know what the whole thing's about? Is your head up your ass so far that you can't pull it out? The world's getting smaller and everyone in it belongs. And if you can't see that, Mr. Music Executive, why don't you write your own song? And don't listen to mine. They might run you crazy. They might make you dwell on your feelings a moment too long. We're making you rich, and you were all so just lay on your ass and get richer, or write your own song. So just lay on your ass and get richer, or write your own song. We'll be right back.
Showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? He used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch, fell asleep till the first morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah. She wrote was Judy and the dream of horses, dream of horses, dream of horses, dream of horses. The best looking boys are taken, the best looking girls are staying inside. So Judy, where does that leave you? Walking the street from feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of horses. Da 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 ba. Your dream of
my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and
this song to you.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set of songs about songwriting. That is tonight's theme. It's a nice long set. Some good ones in there. Started off with Willie Nelson with Write Your Own Songs, which was a nice little barb at the Nashville establishment from Willie Nelson. And that was actually off of, that was the version from the soundtrack from his 1984 movie titled Songwriter, which starred him and Kris Kristofferson. And then after Willie, we heard the great Bill Withers with Sometimes a Song from 1975. And that featured, all over it, featured the bass playing of Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson, also a very well-known studio bassist, played on a bunch of Michael Jackson albums, lots of stuff. So that's a very prominent bass in that one. Great song by Bill Withers. And then we went from that into Mavis Staples with her cover of Wrote a Song for Everyone, which is a great song. I like listening to her version better than the Creedence Clearwater version these days. I think I went back and listened to the Creedence, the original version, John Fogerty song, obviously, and it's really slow. So, I think she brings something to it. And this is this version is from the 2010 album You Are Not Alone, which was produced by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. Let's see. After Mavis, we heard Belle and Sebastian with Judy and the Dream of Horses. And then we closed that set out with another brilliant songwriter who has had tons of his stuff covered by everybody. That was Leon Russell and A Song for You. Lots of other people have done that song, done other versions. Maybe they've done better versions, you know. Certainly technically, singing-wise, they might have done better versions, but I really like his original version. Good to hear the songwriter doing their own. I'm trying to do a mix of, you know, covers and originals in here. So that was Leon Russell with A Song for You from 1970 off his self-titled album. And as I mentioned before, this weekend is the birthday of the late, great Johnny Mercer, son of Savannah, Georgia. If you go to Savannah, there's tons of stuff named after him, including a theater and a bunch of other things. Very proud of that legacy there. It's his birthday this weekend, and he also is one of the co-founders of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, which was founded back in 1969 by him and two music publishers. to honor songwriters, and also they do things like scholarships and try to promote the craft of songwriting as it goes into the future. And it's got hundreds of people in it who've been inducted over the years, some of whom we're hearing tonight. I mean, Willie's definitely in there. I haven't looked in to see who's in there, so I'll tell you how many inductees we're hearing tonight. But they've never had a physical space. They've never had an actual museum or anything. And according to the internet, they are building a space recognizing the Songwriters Hall of Fame in the Brill Building, which is right here in New York City. A building I've walked past many times. So that'll be interesting. I hope something is established there. I believe there's also some portion of the Grammy Museum that mentions the Songwriters Hall of Fame, but there you go. I will remind you that you can listen to Radio Free Brooklyn wherever you go. You can listen live on your mobile device by downloading the Radio Free Brooklyn app on iPhone or Android. Go to our website, or you can go to the various app stores, but radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone, radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. And if you are an iPhone user, you're in luck, because there's a bunch more features on that app, and it's pretty cool. So check out the Radio Free Brooklyn app. As I mentioned before, this is a nonprofit radio station. So if you want to kick in a couple of bucks, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. We really, really appreciate the support, both from you listening and, of course, anyone who wants to donate some money. This is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community, promote media literacy, education, and free expression, and your donations really make a big difference. So please kick in a couple of bucks if you can. And remember, your donations are tax deductible, as we are a nonprofit. And I think that's it for plugs. I have no more music trivia with Shane and Ruth to plug, because that has come to a close, as we talked about last week. Thank you again to Ruth for being my guest last week. That was a lot of fun. And anything else? If you want to hear any previous episodes of this show, you can listen in at everybodyplaysthefool.com or any that you might have missed. This is episode 119, and there's actually more than 119 in the archives there, because I don't know how to count or how time works or that sort of thing. I have a couple songs left to go here. I think I've got just enough time. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite songwriters. I think he's the second greatest living songwriter, if you had to ask me. And another song about songwriting. And then after that, you're going to hear two more. One which is just a great songwriting parody. And then another one which is a very, very silly poppy country song. So this will get progressively dumber as this set moves on. But starting out with a great song, this is Paul Simon off of Hearts and Bones. And the song is called Song About the Moon. And I will say the song after this I do sincerely love, but it is a send-up of songwriting convention. And then the last one you can make your own decisions about. But thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate the fact that I've got people listening to the show every week. Either in the archive or if you're listening live, I do appreciate that. Now here's Paul Simon to start off this last set. Have a great night. Stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn. Take care.
To write a song about the moon, walk along the craters of the afternoon. When the shadows are deep and the light is alien, and gravity leaps like a knife off the pavement, and you want to write a song about the moon. You want to write a spiritual tune. The na-na-na-na-na, yeah. Presto, a song about the moon. If you want to write a song about the heart, think about the moon before you start. Because the heart will howl like a dog in the moonlight, and the heart can explode like a pistol on a June night. So if you want to write a song about the heart and its ever longing for a counterpart, the na-na-na-na-na-na, yeah. Write a song about the moon. The laughing boy, he laughed so hard, he fell down from his place. The laughing girl, she laughed so hard, oh, tears rolled down her face. Whoa. You want to write a song about a face? Think about a photograph that you really can't remember but you can't erase. Wash your hands in dreams and lightning. Cut off your hair, whatever is frightening. If you want to write a song about a face, if you want to write a song about the human race, the na 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 na, yeah, yeah, yeah. Write a song about the moon. Song about the moon.
what you're doing to me. This MTV is not for free. This OPC is killing me. So desperately I'll sing the other love. Shove it off, so raging pain and pain and fear itself. And I can't keep these feelings on the shelf. I've tried, well, no doubt I lied. It'd be frantic suicide, but I got too much pride inside to hide or slide. All I'll do is I'll decide and let it ride until I've died. And only then shall I abide this by to catch a little tunes of 50-minute ditties. I wanna bust all your balloons. I wanna burn all of your cities to the ground. I found I will not mess around unless I play. Then hey, I will go all day. Hear what I say, I have a prayer to pray. That's really all this was. When I'm feeling stuck in me, if I got don't rely on love.
Raised up from under my hood, and he shook his head and said, this ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk, one size too small. No spark plug wires are a little too long, and your main prog spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all. The torque converter's running low on torque, and that water pump's nearly down a quart. We caught it all in time, so you're in luck. He said, I've got the time and I've got the parts. Just give me the word and I'm ready to start. I think we can bring her in for $800. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long, it'll just take money. And he said, aren't you that songwriter guy? And I said, yes, I am. He said, so am I. He sat down and played me a song by the grease rack. When he finished singing, he gave me a smile. And I closed my eyes and pondered a while. And he said, what do you think? And I don't hold nothing back. Well, I gave him my most sorrowful look. And I said, this song's got a broken hook. But I can order you a new one from Nashville, but it won't be cheap. And I know you've been using a cut rate thesaurus, cause your adverbs are backed up into your course. Now your verse is running on verbs that are way too weak. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long, it'll just take money. And I said, hold on friend, I'm not through. I hate to be the one to give you this news, but your whole melodic structure's done worked itself loose. It's got so many dotted eighth notes in it, I keep her under 50 beats per minute. I mean, that's just me talking, it's really up to you. You've got a bad safety problem with that dominant chord with the augmented fifth. Just see how dangerously high it raises you up. So just go on over and work on my car. I'll sit here by the fan, and chances are I can straighten this thing out for $900. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long. You guessed it. Well, it may be a hit. I like it.